It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 917.
What is happening? Happy hump day, Gronks. What's going on?
Oh, look, it's a good day. Just already cracked a Mount Franklin lightly sparkling passion. Oh, my God. It's passion fruit, but it's purple. It makes sense, fruit. I guess.
Well, I mean, it is an interesting thought, the color representation of the flavor. What's orange represent in your mind in chips?
Barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, but where's that come from? Why is barbecue orange?
Mm.
Green?
Oh, that's light and tangy.
Well, some would say
chicken. Okay, chicken, sorry.
But then
give me two
what
more.
Is green about a chicken? Nothing.
That's true.
If anything, they're white and then the meat's pink and the eggs are white. And the middle bit's yellow. You could almost go yellow for chicken. Purple.
Well, I would say pink is more sort of salt and vinegar.
Oh, yeah, true. But Samboy, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I thought that was purple. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else is there? I think I'm out. Oh, hang on. What does the colour blue come to mind in chips?
A plain.
Blue, yep. Yeah. What about another flavour for another brand that does some more funkier style? Blue. Think about that. Blue.
Blue. Is chippies blue?
Yeah, chippies. I mean, they're not. It's not the shape of a normal chip.
Okay. Let me think.
Blue. Blue and yellow. I'll say blue and yellow.
I don't know.
Cheezels.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know, okay. The big
different
blue
category,
brand.
I'd say.
Yeah, well, chips. You're fighting with a chip.
Yeah.
What about not a biscuit?
I don't know if it's chip. What about Cheetos?
Cheetos is
Cheetos,
guys cheating on their wives.
Cheetos chips. Is this wrong?
Cheetos.
Oh, my God. I've been saying it wrong.
Cheetos.
Hang on. No, there are some cheetos as well.
What the hell is cheetos?
No. There's Chesters.
No. It's Cheetos.
Cheetos. That's so annoying.
Cheetos, you just look up and there's animals.
But there's also, I've been saying it wrong all this time. What's the little ball one?
Cheezels.
No.
Cheezels.
Oh, no. Maybe it is Cheetos.
Cheetos, Cheezels. Cheezels. Oh, no. Cheezels is the one with the hole in the middle.
Hole in the middle. Cheetos is the one I had as a kid. You can get
Cheetos
a 90
with
gram snack pack for $2.
Yeah.
Seems
Cheetos.
Like seems like a lot.
Cheetos, these are the funky ones you get, like the fiery hot ones. Mm-hmm. And anyway, you called me yesterday and classic Jansen style, if he's got a problem, he leads with it. Mm-hmm. And all that was on the screen was your lip on FaceTime.
Every single person I did that to on FaceTime yesterday.
I was like, mate, pull it back a bit. I need to get focused. What's going on? What is that? No, a bit forward, a bit back.
Well, I'll tell you what happened the day before. So what happened not last night, the night before, I was on my phone. So I'd been experiencing a numb chin and then it would go up to my lip. I had like a numb lip, bottom lip. Mm. And I was just like, I've had it for a few days. And I started Googling it a couple of nights ago.
Google doctor, no good.
Bad idea. Because it's like, okay, it's not even like you could have, like it's like, okay, pick one of these six cancers. Which one? Which one do you think you have? And so I was like panicking. And for a guy who doesn't like admin, it's like that panicked moment where I just say to Bree sort of calmly, like, oh, I think I need to go to the doctor. Get some blood tests because it looks like I could have something quite serious here. But anyway, so I'd been whole lip numb, don't know what's going on. Anyway, yesterday morning, all of a sudden, something started to sprout. Now, the thing is, I'm not a cold sore guy. I'm just not. I've never had a cold sore before. I've had potentially chapped lips or sort of the side, you know, sort of the ends where you're just a bit run down and you need some vitamin C or some shit and you sort of have those sort of cracks. I've had that before.
The corners are always, you know, crack corners are like you've got some deficiency, get it sorted. That's all, but I don't know what the deficiency is, but I've had it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think Is it fair to say that it is a cold sore?
Well, yeah. I mean, it looks like it, dude. It looks like it. From my... I mean, you called the cold sore specialist. Was I one of the first?
Yeah. I'm just going to be your high quality.
Because you knew I'm good for it. I mean, it's looking like it. It's looking like you've got your first cold sore. Can we get a round of applause, please? Can we just get a bit of a... bit of a round of applause. And here's something I prepared earlier. 10 facts about cold sores everyone should know.
Oh, good.
You ready for this?
Yeah, but just very quick. On the first thing, it reminds me of the... I saw a meme where a girlfriend farted in front of her boyfriend and he got her her first fart cake.
I saw that.
It's very funny.
Full decal on the cake with a like glitter coming out the bum. That was amazing.
That's funny. So Jennifer's
first fart.
Surely I should get a cake for my first cold sore, but yeah, go on.
All right. So, number one, most people have HSV-1 or oral herpes, and it's not the HSV that your dad had when you were 14.
No, it was an SS.
It's not the good type. Anyway, so 67% of the world's population already have the virus that causes cold sores. Mm-hmm. So, when you're smug out there for all you non-cold sore people and you say, well, I don't have it. Well, fucking, you don't know what's living in your spine. Because that's where it resides. I heard it resides just fucking up the spinal cord or something.
Bree literally asked me, does this mean you have an STI?
Yeah, see, this is the shit I've been putting up with for years, Josh.
But do you have to be careful? All of a sudden, I was getting careful around touching my penis. Genitals. Yeah. So based on, is it true that you can convert if you touch your lip and then, you know, touch your genitals?
So, we'll jump down.
Okay.
Number six. You can transfer the virus even without an active cold sore. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then number five, HSV-2 or genital herpes is unlikely to spread to the mouth. Number four, HSV oral herpes can be transmitted to the genitals. Like how I just went back through until I found the one I needed. So, in my experience, it's never done that. They're different though. However, it's a different thing. So, what's happening on your lip is not what is known as genital herpes.
What about cunnilingus? So that's I only discovered this word a week ago, really? And I'm so glad to bring it up on the show. Cunnilingus.
Well, there's no cunnilingus in these times.
So if there was cunnilingus, could I potentially, just speaking from a medical perspective, could the herpes move across?
If you were giving cunnilingus, there's a high chance that you're going to give herpes when you've got herpes on your lip.
Okay.
But in saying that, like, remember, I was a young kid that had these and would stay home for days because I didn't want to go to school that were that big. Mm-hmm. And touch wood, no, we're off the cunnilingus. Okay. Touch wood,
touching wood.
I've had a cold sore maybe twice in the last 4 years. Like, it's so little now. I don't even know how, and I'm more stressed than ever. I don't know what's going on. But there's somehow, you can't ever get rid of them, as in you can't cure it, but you can only treat it.
Bree asked me, can I chuck out this index card? Because I had written FAMView and Zevirax. FAMView and Zevirax. And you know what I'm like with admin? I was planning on going because I had a post that was meant to arrive at the pharmacy, you know, one of those sort of click and collect things.
Oh, I never knew that.
But they didn't...
I've got one from a news agency before.
Yeah, no, it was actually a pharmacy. And so I ended up not going yesterday based on my package hadn't arrived. So I couldn't bring myself to just go to the pharmacy for the purpose of picking up medication. That seems ridiculous.
Just write it out now, I reckon. So think about... So there's a... What you do when you have, like, you can become part of the team now. So, Jules Lund, myself, my brother, we're all the cold sore crew. And, for someone like Jules, he was on television for, 10 years. And having a cold sore on television's not ideal. And there's not much to conceal it. Like, you're not wearing a hard face and makeup anyway. And then you can't really, there's not much you can do about them, right?
Face masks are great, though.
Face masks? What do you mean?
As in, like, a mask on your face, like the mouth masks that we're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Because then, like, people aren't seeing them. But then I was worried. I'm like, is this going to breathe up? I got paranoid that I was going to get on my nose because I've heard cases of that, dude, right? You can get it in your nose. And so I was just like very wary of like just sweating up a storm, giving it everything. Like it's just a breeding ground.
Well, you just don't want to be sort of rubbing the surface and rubbing other areas. So just be careful. But it is fine. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. It was such a thing I was self-conscious about as a kid. Now I just couldn't give a shit. But it's interesting. It's just so all-consuming for young people mm-hmm. when they're thinking about it. Like, if you're in the dating scene and you got a date coming up, like, I get it. It's fucking horrible. It's the worst, man. I'd cancel it, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, how often are there people that are having them all the time?
Yeah, man. Some people get them all the time.
Yeah.
Some people, like, think about it. If you're in the sun a lot and your lips are sort of exposed or you're working in the cold, these are things that have it, you know, have them, brings them on. If you're stressed in a high stress, you know, position mm-hmm. or just life, it's when they come on. But, you know, just gotta live with it, mate. It's welcome to the team.
Thank
you. It's all good.
glad to be here.
welcome.
I was wearing my AirPods yesterday and had it quite loud. And I had it on the setting that gives you a little bit of the noise on the outside.
Mm.
You know that setting? It's like a transparent setting. And so if you're using the pros.
Have you tested it? Like you're literally just pressing on and off and is it heaps different?
Yeah, it's heaps different. Like so when I was walking down the stairs, I was like, what the fuck is that sound? It was my breathing. Just right. Anyway, I was standing on a corner yesterday listening to my AirPods waiting for Pete Shepherd. He went to the physio. He was just running a little bit late. So I was just standing out the front of the IGA. Anyway, I thought I heard – like something happened with the headphones where it was so loud they actually had to take them out. It was like – I don't know what had happened. I was like, oh, something –
it's like a CIA agent who's fucking had some sort of disturbance in their earpiece.
Oh! Take it out. Do you know what? That's so funny you mentioned that because where I went with it straight away was you hear about these sort of international spies fucking with diplomats at the moment where they're putting sonic waves and giving people like all these different types of sicknesses. So when like
shit it was yourself.
It was big in Cuba.
Sonic wave.
Yeah, in Cuba they had it. There's a few other places where diplomats, it's happened apparently in Sydney as well, I think for maybe some US diplomats, but they get targeted. Like you can't hear it, but it damages your ears, fucks with your balance. People have had to completely retire. Like it's really, really bad. And you don't realize it until it's like afterwards. You're like, oh, something feels uncomfortable. And then you're like, fucked.
There is super yachts. I was always fascinated by super yachts and the pirate protection things that they have on them. So they're like a panic room if the pirates get on board. But also supersonic sound that blares. And just imagine these, you know, pirates. Mm-hmm. If you've seen any of the pirate films, they're just like... They seem very poor, the pirates, and they wouldn't have earmuffs.
Yeah, sure.
And they'd just be blaring, you'd be jumping off the side of the board. But I always just thought it'd be like, it's a cool weapon using sound or sonic waves.
I wonder what sort of decibels.
Oh, it'd be just huge.
Do you see that, like, I think my Apple Watch has a decibel meter. So if you, I wish I was wearing it. Like, so I think that if you go over a certain amount of decibels for a certain period of time, it will say, hey, you're above the normal limit, which is sort of interesting.
You just yell at it and say, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
So I heard this noise and I was like, I just thought it was something had happened with the headphones or whatever. So I turned it down. Anyway, 30 seconds later, I saw two cars. And I was like, oh, why is that person's entire like bumper on the front of the car is like hanging off? And then I looked at the other car. I'm like, oh my God, they've got like a huge dent in the side of their car. There was just a car accident. And so it was interesting though, the sound I heard, but I didn't see it at all. It was such a weird experience having noise canceling headphones, having the transparency thing. Everyone should try it one day. It's great.
The the car accidents are so noisy. I've been the life scared out of me. Mm-hmm. Just like when you're walking down a street and then a car, you know, not even that fast, just bumps into the back of another. Mm-hmm. The noise is so great.
Yeah.
It's
so full on. And it was nice. The lady was really nice who crashed into the guy. It was a nice scene. But where I was standing was exactly where they like parked to sort it all out.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd sort of somehow become sort of this liaison or sort of this middleman. I literally didn't say anything or do anything, but I just felt the pressure. It was sort of like this triangulation that was happening where they're standing there and I'm just looking at them.
Oh, it's like a witness. It's like they're behaving because a witness is observing.
But I just walked away.
Surprised you didn't get your phone out and call the cops.
Yeah, no. It was all just very surprising to me. I was just sort of really... It's funny what you look at. I was just looking at random things. I'm like, oh, look, there's a construction site. Now I saw a time-lapse camera. And I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I wonder what the deal is with that.
You know what you're doing right there? You're being in the moment.
Oh, it was really nice. Yeah, it was really,
nice. That's what being in the presence like.
Yeah. I had music playing rather than a podcast. So, yeah, I was just like looking around, seeing what was happening. But I do get a little bit in my own head where I'm like, am I too close to the shop here? Are they going to, you know, people moving around? You're like, are they going to ask me to move? I sort of felt dodgy, you know, when you're just sort of standing there, but you don't really have a, like you're just waiting for a mate. But you don't know which way the mate's coming from. I didn't know where the physio was. I didn't know if it was left or right. And so you're just sort of like looking up and back.
And you just sort of scroll on the dodgy thing, like that's where you're not being dodgy and you have a sensitivity about being dodgy. There is a guy and a girl that deal some kind of a drug on in Abbotsford near our office. Mm-hmm. And I think they're a couple. The girl is quite tall and, you know, the guy's looks quite small, looks like he's, you know, given the ice pipe a fair go. Mm-hmm. And she seems a bit more switched on. I'd say she's the CEO of the business. Sure. And he's, you know, just like a...
He's head of HR. I'm starting to talk like Trump. Ed, just huge, silent H.
Head of HR. But I watched them and I saw like a tradie with them walking off and they're discussing and like... going through money, and I'm like, it is so clear what you are doing. Like you guys,
they're building a pool.
Like you were consulting about the house that you've bought, and this is your builder. This is the master builder. Mm-hmm. No, but I was like, it's like they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And so it is like if you've ever done naughty shit, you're trying to sort of like pretend that you're not doing naughty shit. I just wonder. I mean, the thing is, I heard this like agent or this war army person talking about how we think that we know when something bad is happening, like you have a feeling about it. Mm-hmm. But the problem with being at war or in another country doing, you know, secret shit, you actually cannot tell. Like that, like if people are good enough. You don't have any vibe that something is about to happen. Mm-hmm. And so I just wonder the feeling versus the thing actually going on. So it's like these people seem to have got away in Abbotsford. They've seemed to be getting away with drug dealing for ages. There's cops that drive them down. I'm sure they know who the fuck they are. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're just like small-time dealers.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I wonder if they even think that they're being dodgy or they've just given up on, we don't care, let's just walk around the corner and get the deal done. Yeah. And so,
I mean, on those sort of advisors who, you know, ex-military, I went down the rabbit hole similar to the Secret Service stuff that I was doing the other day. But it was around what to do if there's an active shooter. And so, do you know what you need? Do you know what I should do if there's an active shooter?
Set the scene. I mean, it's pretty dark.
Yeah,
but
sure. I'll just go to the specifics of what I would do. So you can actually create a bulletproof, like you basically want to protect yourself from the bullets. And so what he did was you get a thick book. This is where it gets hard. You need tiles. You've got tiles. and you put the tiles in the book. So he's like, okay, I've got two tiles. Put the tiles in between the book and then get another book and put tiles in there. And then you get gaffer tape and you put it around it. And then you've got basically, he said it won't go through all of the books. The other thing he did, which I think is a bit pov, like surely this isn't going to make a difference. But it was like taking a newspaper and rolling it and then halving it and hitting him with it. I'm sure I did that to my brother as a kid. Like, how much are these things actually going to, you know, do stuff?
Who is this guy? Is this a YouTuber that's just
no, this never is like some sort of ex sort of military guy. The other thing that he recommends, this is a weird one actually. You know, like when you go to the bank and you get like they have coins and they're all in that sort of tube.
Yes. Yeah, and you crack it open, put it into the till. Yeah.
So he's like, grab one of them. Which is, so at this point, you've got to be at a bank. But he's like, grab one of them, grab a sock. Now, it's going about 60 miles an hour, so you've created nunchucks. But it's just very fun. Like it's, but I was sort of getting around
it. Is he still fighting the guy with the gun? Because he's got a gun, dude.
The other thing that he recommended, he said the biggest thing. So he's like, he's walking around this office and he's saying, you know, you know, pointing out different things. He's like, see the biggest thing here. Can you guess what it is in the kitchen? He's like, yes. It's like salt and pepper. He's like, it's going to sting their eyes. But I can just imagine. Can you imagine trying to salt and pepper? Like, just surely that's not doing. Like, it's going to require. Like, maybe you have to throw a lot. But has salt and pepper?
Yeah.
Ever helped someone in that sort of situation?
I mean, unless you're like Salt Bay, you can actually get a handful of it and throw it in someone's eyes. But then it has to be so fine that it will go in. Everyone's using hipster salt and pepper that's like big shards of it won't go in your eye. I would have been absolutely rooted last night. I was salting my potatoes that I was cooking. Mm-hmm. And ran out halfway through. Just got halfway, did half the potatoes, and then I was like, "Oh no!" So I would have to refill.
Did you see through? Has it got a see through thing? Did you know it was about to end?
No, exactly. Didn't. So you know, when you're running sort of a hipster, you know, situation at your home with a old style wooden grater, you know, salt. What do you call it? Salt cracker. It's like you got to.
Yeah.
You can't see.
The other thing he did is he just grabbed a map, just like a sort of like, okay, we've got a building. He just starts like circling. He's like, so here's your entries. Just like, here's your goal. So guys, what you want to do? You want to find your doors. Door, 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 door. He's like, okay, now what we want to look for is stairs. He's like, see this area here? So now you want to look at windows. You know, where can you sort of get out? Where can you be safe? He's like, you know, set up at a stairwell. He says a lot of where people... Oh, actually, here is a good tip. This is one that I thought was good. So, you've got someone who's trying to come after you.
Yeah.
How would you... And you go behind a door. How would you protect yourself from them not getting through the door?
Not getting through the door?
Yes.
So, you're in a room.
Close the door. What do you do?
If the door opens inwards into the room?
Yes.
Classic chair. I mean, so then you're going to be in a room with a chair.
Yeah. So, no, this is what he suggested, which was very clever, I think. So, rather than stacking up the furniture from the bottom to the top, what you should be doing is stacking the furniture so it's from the door to the wall that is opposite.
Yeah.
Never thought of that. So, that's a good idea. Yeah. So, if you do that, then what the intruder is pushing against is all of the energy from the actual wall, which is great.
Can't get in. Can't get in at that point. There is something as a kid I was always learning about, never had to implement because we're in Australia and there's no such thing as tornadoes here or twisters. But it was always like, if something happens, you know, get in the door frame. It was like earthquake team, stand in the door frame, the most secure part of the house. It was like the most useless bit of information that I was so interested in hearing as a kid.
Well, apparently the stairwell is really good, he was saying. And so, the reason why stairwells are great as well is because they have isolated air. So the thing is, like, if there's a fire or whatever, it's going to not be affected. Which is interesting.
Well, there's Kim Kardashian was talking on David Letterman's talk show recently, and talking about how when she got robbed in Paris, she loves her CSI, like her crime shows. Mm-hmm. And she's like, every one of my bit of information that I had stored had gone out of my head. Yeah. Something like that. She's like, when you're remember in a eye situation, color
and all that. Yeah, it's very hard, isn't
it? It's gone. I mean, look at what happened when 3D Deal nearly cut his finger off in the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went and bought a coffee machine. That was my first thing that I did. Do you remember? Literally, I was like, oh, look, we're going to need to make this right. TJ's going to the hospital with Dill. I'm going to go get a coffee machine that he probably couldn't afford, but we got it and he loved it.
We definitely couldn't afford it.
Really. He loved it. It was great. No, but the way that we justify it, it's like, look, it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
It didn't get a tendon, whatever it's called. Oh, that would have been annoying.
And had surgery, expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, wow. We should post that video today.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wednesday throwback.
But one of the things the guy was saying also was like, you need to be thinking about this stuff now. So when you enter a space, it's this whole thing of like observe, respond, react. Like, I can't remember what it was. He used some sort of acronym. And the idea is that you remember the acronym, so I should probably work out what it was. But you just do it all the time. And then when there is something bad happening, you know exactly what you need to do. But I've even thought about with being like I'm quite high up in our building. I'm thinking, I think that I would actually do the whole bed sheets thing. Do you think that would hold?
To climb down? No, absolutely. Not with your tying. I reckon you'd butcher the tying. The sheet would hold as one.
Now, what about if I did like one on either end? Like, is that a bad idea? Because that's the other thing.
He's not talking about a parachute.
Do you know what he said? He said if you can jump two floors and you'll be fine. You'll survive. You'll just have a bit of a broken leg.
I'm pretty sure that if somehow you ended up head first, you're done.
Yeah, it's not good. You have to have a... Like, that's pretty scary. But I did think, I was like, okay, well, if that's the case, if I was just to like even get down a bit, sort of, you just don't want to have to do this shit, right? Or just like get it wrong where you think that... So my friend was at LAX and it was when they thought there was an active shooter. It just turns out there was someone at TSA. There was someone going through that was in a Halloween costume. This was about three years ago. And for whatever reason, someone said, active shooter. And so everyone was running. And so my friend actually ended up on the tarmac. So that like TSA officers and stuff, they all went, they just like, everything goes out the window. And so they ended up going onto the tarmac and then putting stuff against the door. But it turns out it was a false alarm. But could you imagine just that experience? It's quite full on, isn't it?
Well, because there's something about you're never allowed on the tarmac unless given strict, permission. It's like following strict orders. Yeah, there's something about that.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Look, we know we're safe if anything goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These gems,
I need to buy some tiles. Actually, the funny thing is I do have one. I could find it. I have one.
Tile cloud. Get a sample pack sent out.
That's right. But I actually do have a tile from when I was filming on a cruise ship that was docked in Melbourne. They were doing a big test. What was it called? Volendam or something? I can't remember. It was a Dutch. But anyway, as a thank you, I got a limited edition tile. So maybe I should find that, have it on the bookshelf, have some tape. I've got everything I need.
I love how they call it a limited edition tile. Mate, I've given things out as people have been leaving my house. It's because I didn't want them. And I really didn't want to have to throw them out myself. So now you've got it. Is it in like a plaque or something, or is it literally just a raw tile?
It was in a like a cardboard holder thing. Yeah, it's got the ship like in blue on the actual tile.
Oh, interesting. Where is it? Where would you have that?
I reckon it's in a box somewhere. I'll find it in the next few days and I'll put it on Instagram.
We'll sell it.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, it's like the you always have those things where you think, oh, this is going to be worth something. It's not.
Yeah.
Great. All right, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We love when you do that. We'll read them out tomorrow. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.